course, they wouldn't be able to do their job without all of these wonderful folks who give of their time and their voices in our choirs. So a big thank you to all of you. Thank you. We've got some announcements before we get into those wonderful songs this morning. We'll start with Linda Beating.
You're aware that the Church Mouse Bazaar was yesterday. Tess and I and Jan, who unfortunately was sick and could not make it, we appreciate all that you did for us, all the support and the wonderful people that I've gotten to meet actually over the last 2 years. But instead of naming these people, I don't want to run the risk of forgetting anyone. I'll just tell you that everyone involved, we had volunteers and we had crafters. And I do have a few pictures up on the GPC Facebook page of the crafters that we have that are GPC people. But I do want to tell you how well we did yesterday. Crafters pay us for a space, and they can also rent a table, or we give them chairs if they need it. And we took in $2,923 just for that. Our snack bar, who does a wonderful job, and those chicken and biscuits are to die for, they took in $890, and $200 of that will go to the youth. And the lunch bunch brought in $709, and the baked food sale brought in $478. So we have a total of, if we add another $15 to it, $5,000 we brought in all over. Thank you. Thank all of you.
Eric, you can go next. And then, Kathy, are you making an announcement today, too? Come on forward.
Good morning. I'm Eric Vail. I'm a member of the worship ministry team here at church. And as our beloved Carol Ann used to say, we have an opportunity for you. Come next Saturday at 10 o'clock, we're going to transform the sanctuary into a well-decorated festive place as Advent and Christmas are upon us. So if you can come for 5 minutes for the whole time we're going to be here next Saturday starting at 10 o'clock, please do. There's always lots to do, but it goes fairly quickly when we have lots of people. Coffee, hot chocolate, and donuts, I've heard, will be here. So forget breakfast. Come on over and have our coffee and donuts. Secondly, as Melissa said, today is certainly our celebration of our music programs. And how else do we celebrate here at GPC other than we have cake? Well, today, please join us in the fellowship hall following worship to enjoy cake, say thank you to all our folks who do make up our music programs, and to show your appreciation. So, cake after service today.
Good morning. I stand here with most of our nominating committee. I don't know if Nancy Hassenlop is here today, but she's our other member. So Larry represents our outgoing deacons. Ginny represents our outgoing trustees. Witt is our very experienced at-large guy. He's not so large. I'm larger than you, actually. Anyway, we are giving thanks today for all of you who have made the commitment to be deacons or trustees or elders. We are still in need of 4 elders, and there's only 2 weeks before our congregational meeting, so we're hoping that someone might feel the call. If you do feel the call, please come and see one of us or give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
We do today, and then we'll talk Christmas.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Peter Derry with yet another opportunity. Today's the day for the July 64 documentary about the riots in Rochester. It's being put on at the Cinema Theater on South Clinton Avenue. I'll be selling tickets down in the Fellowship Hall today. And thank you. He gets one free. And I'm suggesting that for those who are going, if we meet here about 1:30, it's only about a 10-minute journey, it'll just reduce the number of cars we take down there. There's limited parking. Don't think it'll be a problem, but it will just help. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Good morning. I'm Sally Christensen, here to talk on behalf of the mission team. If you came in through the foyer this morning, you saw a rather non-traditional Christmas tree on the wall. We decided to go really green, no carbon footprint, all that stuff this year with our Cameron Giving tree. Up on our unconventional tree, you will find blue tags and pink tags. They're pretty, you know, self-evident what you're supposed to do. These are gifts that will be given to the children at their annual holiday family party, where they have over 300 children, and everybody gets a gift. We also have red tags. Now, these are for our adopt-a-family that we have adopted this year. There's 8 family members. The mother is Elizabeth, and then ages from, I believe, 6 to 18 years old. And we really would like to fulfill all the wishes for that family if we can. So if I could suggest, focus on the red tags if you can. And I was thinking also how thankful I am, and that we all are, that we can have this opportunity to help folks who might not have as plentiful a Christmas. Thank you so much. Empty the tree.
So many ways to learn and grow in our faith, and so many ways to live our faith in the world today, evident from all of the announcements this morning. One more opportunity that I'd like to draw your attention to on December 4th, which is a Sunday. It'll be our second Sunday in Advent. At 3 p.m., for anyone who's interested in learning more about other faiths, just as our senior high are doing this year, we have an opportunity as a congregation. If you would like to learn more about the Islamic faith, you're welcome to join me and anyone else who would like to. We'll head over to the Islamic Center at 3 p.m. They're hosting an opportunity for just to learn more. So if you'd like to do that, please let me know. All right, friends, it's time. Let us raise our hearts, our voices, our entire selves to worship our holy God. Amen. Please stand as you are comfortable and able to join together in the call to worship. In the Gospels, Jesus called together the disciples, along with a great multitude of people. And there he touched, he healed, and taught. There he spoke, "Blessed are." There he named the blessed, the saints of the faith. O God, call us together, as you did those so long ago, to discover your blessed people. Today in this place, Christ gathers us. Let us remember, confess, celebrate, and embody the blessed saints of God. Christ, come among us. Alleluia.
Lord Jesus, you taught us that in your kingdom, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Jesus went on to remind us, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. May God's righteousness and mercy continue in our lives and throughout the world.
I'll invite the children to come with me. And any other children who'd like to come forward at this time are welcome to. You guys want to follow me? Come on. We're going to sit somewhere different today. Because why not, right? See, we travel, don't we? Good morning. Good morning. You can welcome. You can join us too if you can. Yes. All right. Good morning, friends. Thank you so much for praising God with your voice this morning. After you all sang that, the silence, you could feel God's presence in it, couldn't you? Oh, it was wonderful. And sometimes in worship, when the Holy Spirit moves and God is with us, we want to respond, don't we? And sometimes we aren't always sure how to respond, and we have God in each other that whatever we do, God will be in it. So that was a perfect example this morning of singing and then just the silence. And when you guys sang your first song, which had so much joy, how did the community respond? What did they do? Did they clap? Sometimes God's presence is in that clapping when we're so joyful because we just don't know what else to do with ourselves, isn't it? We have so many wonderful expressions of how we praise God and give thanks who we are. And this morning, all throughout the service, you guys saw it in the song that you sang. You saw it in the scripture, in the hymn that we sang. We're singing a part of the Bible that are called the Beatitudes. And what Jesus did, he took all of his friends, his disciples, and this large crowd of people who had come to hear him and come to be healed by Jesus. And he had all those people sit down. They were outside on a hill. I don't think it was snowing and cold and windy like it is today. I think it was more like it was on Friday when it was nice and warm, right? So they could be outside. And Jesus gathered them to tell them all of the ways in which God blesses and celebrates us. And in the world today, when we think about blessings and who is celebrated, who gets clapped for, let me think, who do we tend to think of? Who do we clap for? Do you guys, if you go to a concert, do you clap for the person who comes out to sing? Yes. If you go to a play, do you clap for the people who come out? And if you win an award, do you clap for those people too? Yes. So lots of different times that we clap and get so excited for the people who are winning or doing something great. But Jesus comes to talk to his disciples and all of the people, and he says, you know who God claps for? God claps and gets very excited and says, these are the people who are blessed. And we've heard some of those already in worship today. And I'm going to share just a few. When we start talking about who is blessed, we think about Jesus tells us that blessed are the sad because they will be comforted. Blessed are those who no one else loves or feels like they can't be loved because you know what? God's love will be there for them. And so one of the ways in which we get to live that story out in Jesus' words is wherever we are and whoever we're with, we have an opportunity to share God's love and blessing with them. Can we pray together? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for blessing so many people. Help us to show your love. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. You guys can go to Sunday school now, okay? All right. Take it easy. What's up, bud?
We watched.
awesome. I'm so glad you got to do that.
The first reading of the word this morning comes from Psalm 128. Happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be happy, and it shall go well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord blesses you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
For our second scripture reading, we're going to do a responsive psalm together. You may stay seated as we do this, but find your hymnal and turn to number 763. You'll see the refrain that is there, that is our sung response. Printed right below, you'll see a responsive liturgy where you all will respond in the bold, and I will lead the beginning parts. The choir is going to sing the refrain the first time through, and then I'll begin the reading, and then you'll see where it says refrain, and we'll sing. Okay? Let us share in the Word of God together. Arises in the council of heaven and gives judgment in the midst of the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show favor to the wicked? Save the weak and the orphan. Defend the humble and needy. Rescue the weak and the poor. Deliver them from the power of the wicked. Neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Now I say to you, you are gods, and all of you children of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals and fall like any leader. Arise, O God, and rule the earth. For you shall take all nations for your own. We've shared these words of Jesus now together in prayer and spoken word and song. And often they reach our ears and our hearts and our minds as exhortation. This is how we ought to be living. Commandments for us to do better in exchange for the blessings of God. Lutheran pastor and author Nadia Bolz-Weber wonders, though, if the Beatitudes are not virtues we should aspire to. But what if Jesus saying, blessed are the meek, is not instructive? What if it's performative? Meaning that this pronouncement of blessing is actually what confers the blessing itself. Maybe these Beatitudes are all about Jesus seemingly lavishing blessing on the world around him, especially those that society doesn't seem to have a whole lot of time for. People who are in pain, people who work for peace, people who exercise mercy instead of vengeance. What if Jesus is really just doing what he says that he's doing, blessing people, especially those who may have never experienced a blessing before in their lives, ever really felt that God's presence and love for them is there, with them. So this morning I share her interpretation of those whom Jesus might bless today. Beatitudes for this day, for this place, for all people. So imagine with me Jesus standing on that hillside, as I said with the children, maybe not in the wind and the snow and the cold, but standing with us nonetheless. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who doubt, for those who aren't sure, those who still are surprised. Blessed are those who are spiritually impoverished and therefore not so certain about everything that they can no longer take in new information. Blessed are those who have nothing to offer. Blessed are they for whom nothing seems to be working out. Blessed are the little kids who cut in line at communion. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You are of heaven, and Jesus blesses you. Blessed are those who mourn. They will be comforted. Blessed are they for whom death is not an abstraction. Blessed are they who have buried their loved ones, for whom tears are as real as an ocean. Blessed are they who have loved enough to know what loss feels like. Blessed are mothers who have lost children, spouses who have lost their heart. Blessed are they who don't have the luxury of taking things for granted anymore. Blessed are they who can't fall apart because they have to keep it together for everyone else. Blessed are the motherless, the fatherless, the alone, the ones for whom so much has been taken. And blessed are you who still aren't over it yet. Blessed are they who laugh again, and so for so long they thought that they never would. Blessed are those who mourn. You are of heaven. Jesus blesses you. Blessed are the meek. They will inherit the earth. Blessed are those whom no one else notices. The kids who sit alone at middle school lunch tables. The laundry guys at the hospital. The people who live on the streets. The night shift street sweepers. Blessed are the losers and the babies and the parts of ourselves that are just so small. Blessed are the parts of ourselves that don't want to make eye contact with a world that only loves the winners. Blessed are the forgotten. Blessed are the closeted, the unemployed, the unimpressive, and the underrepresented. Blessed are the teens who have to figure out ways to hide their hurting. Blessed are the older folks who aren't sure the next time they might be able to leave their home or go home again. Blessed are the meek. You are of heaven, and Jesus blesses you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the wrongly accused, the ones who never catch a break, the ones for whom life is hard, for they are those whom Jesus chose to surround himself. Blessed are those without documentation. Blessed are the ones without lobbyists. Blessed are the foster kids and trophy kids and special ed kids and every other kid who just wants to feel safe. And loved and never does. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are they who know there has to be more than just this, because they're right. Blessed are the merciful. They will receive mercy. Blessed are those who make terrible business decisions for the sake of people. And blessed are those burnt-out social workers, overworked teachers, pro bono case takers. Blessed are the kids who step between bullies and the weak. Blessed are all those who confront hateful comments on friends' Facebook pages. Blessed are the ones who have received such real grace that they are no longer in the position of ever deciding who the deserving poor are. Blessed is everyone who has ever forgiven when someone didn't deserve it. Blessed are you if you have received forgiveness without even asking for it. Blessed are the merciful. These are the people who get it. Amen. We do have a responsive prayer of the people that we will say together in just a moment. But let us gather our prayers of joy, our prayers of concern, the ones that you'd like to share aloud. Raise your hand if there is one you would like to share. If you're able to stand, that's great. If not, that's okay too. But make sure the microphone's close enough that we can hear you.
Kate Stanford, I would just like to pray for all those that are traveling and those that this year there's going to be an empty place at the Thanksgiving table, that God is with them as they deal with the losses.
Those traveling and those with empty places at the table this year.
Hi, Tracy Berkovich, kind of goes with the message today. Yesterday was Suicide Survivors Day, so please remember all those with mental health issues, again, with the empty places at the table. Also, a friend of mine that I graduated from high school, his oldest son died of a heroin overdose, so those suffering with addiction. And Travel Mercies, the Stewarts, traveled to be with their family to celebrate Dick's 70th birthday.
Down there, we may have to pass that microphone along. Why don't we try that? Might be easier.
Jan Brewer, prayers of joy. My sister received a verdict. She was declared cancer-free this week.
Amen. All right, we can. There we go. Prayers of joy.
Irene Ward, I would like prayers for my sister. She's having surgery on her trigger finger. She is an interpreter for the deaf, and she's had multiple problems, and so we're hoping this will really work for her.
Prayers for her, definitely. See any other hands? We do have prayers from our children. They have lots of prayers for us to hold with them in the upcoming week. Prayers of concern for those who are without homes as the weather turns bad. Prayers for a sick grandpa. Prayers of excitement and joy for Thanksgiving, for decorating for Christmas, for snow. Prayers of joy for traveling to Disney World. Prayers of concern that brothers and sisters, I will add, to be kind to each other. Prayers for family that's coming to visit. Prayers for travels to go see family. Prayers for it being that time of year, lots of sick kids. And prayers for all of the great family in our lives. Please join with me in the responsive prayer printed in your bulletin. Lord Jesus, you said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Keep us from being preoccupied with money and worldly goods and with trying to increase them at the expense of justice. Lord Jesus, you said, "Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth." Help us not to be ruthless with one another, to eliminate the discord and violence that exists in the world around us. Lord Jesus, you said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Let us not be impatient under our own burdens and unconcerned about the burdens of others. Lord Jesus, you said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be filled." Make us thirst for you, the fountain of all holiness, and actively spread your influence in our private lives and in society. Lord Jesus, you said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Grant that we may be quick to forgive and slow to condemn. Lord Jesus, you said, "Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God." Free us from our senses and our evil desires, and help us to fix our eyes on you. Lord Jesus, you said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." Aid us to make peace in our families, in our country, and in the world. Lord Jesus, you said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of justice, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs." Make us willing to suffer for the sake of right,
rather than to practice injustice. Do not let us discriminate against our neighbors and oppress and persecute them. Lord Jesus, you also taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. Friends, we share together in praising God, and we give thanks for the abundance of blessings God has shared with us. As we receive the morning offering, let us share those with one another and back to God.
Dear God, we long for the time when the meek shall inherit the earth, and all who hunger and thirst after justice shall be satisfied. And we believe that, despite the persistence of evil, now is always the time when more good can be done and we can make a difference. May it be so through the offering of these gifts and the offering of our lives. Amen.
Thank you.
go from this place assured, friends, of Christ's blessing for each and every one of us and for this whole entire world. Go. Go with the blessings of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the courage of the Holy Spirit to serve God and others in all that we say and do now and always. Alleluia. Amen.
He scared a hell out of me.
He did?
Yeah, I was sitting there, right? He was holding his belt, tapping on his shoulder. I thought I'd fuck up. Oh, oh, oh.